This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, Gotham fans, thank you for tuning in to the Gotham After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Last week, we were talking about keeping Gotham safe again, but is it? We're going to talk about all that and more and all the shifts that happened this week. Stick with us.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can explain on guy love. That's all it is.
I knew when we picked that song, we would be humming it the whole way. Thank you for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV's coverage of Gotham Season 3, Episode 5, Mad City, Anything for You. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N, but I'm not alone. I'm joined by my lovely panelists, starting my left.
Okay, I just was like, are you going to keep going? I can't.
I felt ready. I was very Vin Scully in that moment.
Did you feel it? Okay, I didn't. So, hi. I'm so excited to be back. I am Monse Bolanos. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monse Bolanos, M-O-N-S-E-B-O-L-A-N-O-S.
And since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, filling in again this week, you can always find me at L-A-C-R-E-T-I-A-L-Y-O-N anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
There's only one. How did we feel about this episode heading out of last week, which was, like, pretty much, like, miles a minute? That this is a lot slower.
I really liked this episode. I thought last week's episode ended on a high note, too. The way Alice was killed on that, I was just, like, my jaw dropped. So I was really excited for this episode. And, like, I haven't been here since week one. Week two, I was like, eh. And week three, almost... So it's like going back up for me again. And this one, yeah, I was happy. Yep. I was real happy.
I love this episode because I do love guy love. And, you know, as long as they keep it as this beautiful bromance, I'm really digging the Enigma and Penguin relationship. And, you know, I do miss Harvey and Jim, though. But Jim is such a badass still.
Yeah. But I also... appreciate that this show is not going to go there. And those of you on Reddit who claim they're going to go there, they're not going to go there. This is literally a bromance.
Yeah. And just keep it to that.
These are two dudes who just really, really like each other, but also like women, or at least Enigma likes women. You could make an argument that that Cobblepot is asexual.
Yeah, that's why I was like, he's asexual. Enigma, you know, he only liked the one girl.
As someone on a forum once said, Dumbledore gay? That asexual is like, he's... Well, because many argue Dumbledore is asexual, right. But like had a similar feeling for... Like, you can have feelings for a person, and...
Yeah.
This is not a human... This is not a college-level course where we discuss human sexuality.
No.
So, we'll jump right into the Red Hood gang shooting up... shooting up the very first press conference of the newly appointed Mayor Oswald Cobblepot. Was anyone shocked that Butch was behind this?
No.
No. I was just like, the fact that it was to something that gets Cobblepot right in his gut, his mom. The fact that they attacked the statue, I was like, oh, this is an inside job. I think it's Butch, but I knew it was an inside job. Just because they attacked the one thing that Cobblepot just... it's his mommy. Like, totally, it's his mommy, you know? And it's just crazy how... And nobody else was hurt. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. It was literally an attack to the mom.
It was an attack on the mom, and then... Well, then the Red Hood gang. did some really, like, straight-up villainy things.
Yeah, they did blow up a priest.
That was the second one. Yeah. The second, the second thing they did, which I was like, why would you kill an innocent person? Because I was all on board with Butch. And then when they killed the priest, I was like, all right, I don't like this.
There's a certain, the way they handled, how campy they handled it, they pretty much got away with it. Yeah. Where it's like, and you, in the save the cat kind of way, like you let the kids off the school bus and made sure the kids were safe and tell them Penguin did this, but we're going to tell a nun to run and we're going to kill a priest.
Yeah, I just was like,
it's just on tone enough for Gotham where you're okay.
Yeah, and they make it, they try to put so much comedy into it. Like, the priest was like, it's slipping. It's like, God, why? That's how he dies, because it slipped out of his hands. That's freaking terrible.
Gotham, though, is like, it's such a sort of a throwback to, like, the 60s Batman we talked about last week. It's like, this is more fun, campy, as opposed to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's only us that we're all real sensitive about characters dying. Mm. Like, I read a Captain America comic from the 40s. Where, like, somebody was impersonating Captain America and Bucky, and then a gang, like, kidnapped them and then put them at the gallows, were ready to hang them, because they thought they were actually Captain America and Bucky. Mm-hmm. And then the actual Captain America and Bucky show up, and then they hang these people, and that's one panel, and we just move on.
No.
And Captain America and Bucky are now after this gang for, like, five other reasons, not for killing these two characters. Like, oh, they were bad. They can die. And I think in Gotham, too, like, that's so villainy to just kill a priest.
Yeah.
That I think most smart people in Gotham would be like, no, villains don't actually do that.
Right.
Villains have modem. Modem.
Modem.
Villains have motives.
Motive. Yes.
Yeah. Eric Olin in the chat says, hashtag, it's Gotham.
Sometimes you just have to give it that. And I do feel they're always consistent with their tone this way. It's just on occasion, it doesn't always happen. Like, things like the priest dying don't happen every week.
Right.
But it is consistent in the tone that they happen every month.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Merc. We need more stuff at the Merc.
Yeah, I love that.
The Merc is my favorite place in Gotham. So we know it's Butch.
Mm-hmm.
We know Butch. So Butch doesn't have any money, I think, is what we learned from this plan. Because I think Butch's plan was to just string them along, and then take them down at this party.
I don't think that he doesn't have money. I just don't think he ever thought of giving them money. But has to have money.
That is fair.
He has to have money. There's no way he doesn't have money.
He's been an underboss of Gotham for like 20 years. You're right. He's got money.
It's just he was never going to give him money.
Yeah, he's got some safety deposit somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of stuff ties back into the Red Hood gang. Right, I'm not going to talk too much about the Red Hood gang. Penguin still has his crutch. It's his mom. And it's mommy issues that lead to the fact that he doesn't feel wanted, which is what Nygma played into last week. Which, it's just all so well done.
Mm-hmm.
Nygma is the chief of staff, and now that there's an active investigation, he gets to walk into the GCPD, a former cop killer who was tried, sentenced, to Arkham. But they give you a certificate in Arkham, you get out.
They framed it. It's official.
I want one of those so bad.
People who make that show.
Yeah, send us some insanity certificates.
You have... certified insane and certified uninsane. Mm-hmm. Either or.
I would want either one.
Either one on my wall.
I could be like Harvey Dent and have one of each.
Have one of each like Harvey Dent. Sounds good.
So... everyone wants to walk on eggshells with Nygma.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the chief of staff. He reports to the mayor. The mayor has clout within the GCPD. Except for Lee.
That was so great.
Lee was everyone's hero this episode.
That was so wonderful. And it's so nice because Lee has always been very, you know, straight-edged. Kind of doesn't want to get involved with the bad side of Gotham until she met Gordon. So to see her... say that, to know who she has behind her. It's like, I can play this game too now.
Yep.
You know? I loved that. And Marina looks so great. I mean, it's not like she's not been beautiful forever. Mm. Like, but after she had that baby, to me, she's just glowing and just looks so...
Yeah, it's beautiful. a different glow.
Yeah, I know, it's like different.
Well, I think it's a combination of things in a person's life. And I'm not saying she couldn't act this way before. Yeah. I'm just saying she had a really good year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baby... not husband, but Ben.
Soon to be.
Baby. She got Ben McKenzie, a baby with Ben McKenzie, in a movie with Ryan Reynolds. That everybody saw, like, the
Like one of the greatest ones of this year. Like,
oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, I watched it like 4 times.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's
and then also a TV show. Like, I think a lot of that is just like this walking
it's just
on
losing
air.
Out
this
of
walking
her.
On air we see from her is just like everything's coming up Marina right now.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, finally.
And I'm happy that she's like her character's they're playing into that. That it's just like she's blissfully happy with a guy. None of us are sure about yet.
Right. Yeah. Not at all.
Mainly from his last name, because we met him. He's a doctor. Right. He's a good dude.
Right.
Had we never learned his last name, we'd be like, that dude's all
right. That dude's right.
Yeah.
Falcone? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold up. Yeah. No. But I love that she had that card and she played that card.
Totally. And then she punched him. She was like, not only am I going to play the card, I'm going to punch you. Which is totally not Lee. That was the best part. It's totally not Lee. But now I'm liking this relationship because clearly it's bringing out a side of Lee that we haven't seen.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? I got my own stuff.
Yeah.
I finally have a card to play in Gotham.
And Falcone is like scarier than Cobblepot, you know?
Yeah. I do like that this all went to the back burner, like pretty much episode 2, which was the Court of Owls runs Gotham.
Right.
Meaning whoever's mayor means nothing. Whoever's the police commissioner means nothing. Mm-hmm. If you're not a Falcone, I'm not going to remember all 4 families, but if you're not one of the 4 families of Gotham who are a part of the Court of Owls, you're just a cog in their wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And even Bruce Wayne has to accept that or face it.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't know it, including Cobblepot. Like, Cobblepot or Butch are like, even Fish Mooney doesn't understand that everything is run by a secret organization.
Right.
But we're still happy moving forward in this show. Where it's like, no. Because nothing feels like it doesn't have weight. Like, everything still feels like it has weight. Because they did it in a way where Bruce backed off.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And we don't realize every minute of every day that, like, oh, no, this is all just silly. Like, if I told you the Court of Owls ran the whole world, would we still care about the election?
Probably not. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But somehow this show found a way to tell us that and make us still care about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And find it impressive, including whether Gordon's okay, because he was suicidal for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's good now.
He's chilling.
Gordon's all good.
And he looks so great, by the way. You know, just his swagger that he's got this season. I'm just like, wow, Jim Gordon's just becoming quite the badass.
Well, I've been saying this for 2 seasons, that Jim Gordon would be the best cop if he's not a cop.
Yeah.
That, like, you put him in the role.
No, I was just, finish your thought.
But if you put him in parameters, especially all the parameters that Gotham has on, like, a hero cop, and what that means to be a hero cop, it's really cool to see him literally be unchained and throw it all away.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is he completely out of the trance? I know that he said he was, we saw him, like, visualize the whole thing about Lee, he shoots the thing that's making the noise. But, you know, the preview shows that we're going to see this guy again. Is he really out of this trance?
I wonder. I think what they argued last week, maybe unsuccessfully because it's Gotham, they can change everyone's powers, everyone's meaning, and that's what we love about it, that it can just be a good show and good story without being held to anything. I wouldn't be surprised if what they argued last week was that he was depressed and suicidal deep down inside because he hadn't dealt with the Lee stuff, he hadn't dealt with a lot of his stuff. And then we're left to assume he has dealt with it, and he moved from having a one-night stand with Vale to having, like, an actual relationship with her.
Yeah, that was kind of established. Yeah.
Like, trying to have an actual relationship with her and, like, actually working through his stuff so there'd be less for Tetch to actually trigger. That said, I think if he ran into Tetch again, Tetch could trigger
something else.
Yeah, right, something else, or the part of him that's still there, because that never actually, like, that doesn't go away week to week.
Right.
Yeah, and I felt the moving on with Valerie really, you know, hit home and was sort of a continuation of his conversation with Lee last week about, you know, there's a difference between moving on and letting go. And I think that's the thing, is he wasn't ready to let go, but he was okay with moving on. And once she pointed that out, you know, it sort of lifted that weight. And then now with Valerie, you know, he's starting to actually like her.
And with that scene with Lee, that he was genuinely I moved on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely happy for you and everything. And he had that moment with Bruce in the diner where he was just like, you just gotta say it. You gotta say it when you say it, because ships sail. And that's what he meant about Lee, that I think he's also come to terms with the fact that I have feelings for Lee, but Lee is married.
Right.
Lee is going to be married. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
and I need to come to terms with it. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy that. I enjoy when characters, like, face stuff like that head on and, like, deal with it and, like, they progress.
Yeah.
Some shows don't do that.
Yeah. That they didn't stretch that out, that whole, like, back and forth between...
Oh, this whole season in Gotham, I will continue to commend you.
Yeah.
Things that would take a lesser show weeks to do, mm-hmm. like elect Oswald Cobblepot mm-hmm. as mayor, mm-hmm. took 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving really fast. Even mm-hmm. though this episode was slower, it's still just, like, a lot happened. And that's great.
Yeah. I think we kind of dug a little further. Like, the first week we had to build a sandbox, and then the 2 weeks into that, we kind of, like, really progressed the storyline with all the toys in the sandbox, and now we're digging a little. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like, just the pacing of this whole season is just so well done. Speaking of Lee and Vale, who, they're officially an item. I was wrong. Because mm-hmm. I think it was 2 weeks ago where I sat here, and I was like, no, that was a one-time thing.
You mean, you said Lee and Val. You mean Gordon and Val?
Sorry, Gordon and Val. They're all on the same right, line.
That's what she said, right? I was like, okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some forums that have already written that up.
Yeah.
No, Gordon and Val, they seem to be an item.
Yeah.
He also seems to be okay with giving her classified information.
Yeah.
I mean, she said it best when she was like, did you stop being a cop when you went home? It's kind of just like, if you start dating a journalist, like, what do you think is going to happen? Mm.
Especially if you're not a cop.
Yeah, especially if you're not a cop. You have no reason to not tell her, aside from your cop, cop, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure if you show up to Barnes's office with a I was about to say vigilante, I'm like, no, with a bounty, you don't sign an NDA.
Right, right,
exactly. Nobody signs NDAs in Gotham, like, that's not a thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, even Bullock is like, maybe I should be a bounty hunter. I love that.
That would be funny. Can that be a winter webisode? Can that be like a winter series of webisodes?
Just
Harvey Bullock, bounty hunter.
Because I love Harvey Bullock. You know, it's played by Donald Logue, because in the comics he's not as likable. But yeah, I'm like, we need more Bullock. That's what I say every time. But yeah, we'll give him his own little web series.
And I'm available to shoot it.
Yeah.
Hey,
sell it.
Be his gal Friday.
We're at the shipment part of this episode. I'm going to start with Butch and Tabitha, which brings us back to the Red Hood.
Okay.
The Red Hood gang. Mm-hmm. Usually don't lead host of the show, guys. Usually don't have to anchor everything.
You're doing great, though.
We gotcha.
But Butch and Tabitha go back pretty far.
Yeah.
Butch is the only reason Tabitha's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this very strange web with Enigma and Penguin and Butch that he pretty much backed him out of his seat and power, and then, like, Butch is using the red gang, and we watched the episode. I can stop all that stuff. I really enjoy that Butch and Tabitha, like, deep down inside, just, like, love each other.
Right.
So yeah, much so sweet. That, like, she finds, like, if it were anyone else in Gotham, like, if it were Zaz, who I thought it was Zaz just because that dude's so awesome. That they're, like,
I was happy to see him.
I was happy to see him, too, but, like, I kind of wish that if Zaz turned up, Zaz would turn up to...
Yeah.
Zaz would turn up to run the gang that takes over the whole city.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
No. I really liked when... Barbara tells Tabitha, need help, kitten? Like, as she's about to go take down the cops that are taking Butch in or whatever. That was so funny. Barbara, are we going to talk? Barbara's in your setup? Okay, great.
Barbara's in this part. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, excellent. I love her. I just love her so much. You remember how much I hated her season one?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Season one, I was like, cut her out. Just write her off the show.
I think season one, like midway through season one, we were both saying, like, I think they should just kill her.
She just needs to go. Because
it was a time when she was with Gordon that I was like, I think that would give Gordon stronger motivation, because, like, Gordon and Wayne are, like, the anchors of this whole show, and she's just kind of, like, latching on, and it's weird. And then, like, she got kidnapped and, like... She got kidnapped and, like, messed up in the head, and, like, that didn't feel right, and, like, her character hasn't felt right, didn't feel right until, like, a couple episodes into the second season, where we're like, oh, she's an insane person.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that Aaron Richards had said in an interview that producers pretty much came to her and was like, we're gonna try this Barbara is a villain, sort of crazy storyline. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work, we're killing you off. And, you know, I'm so glad that they didn't, because this Barbara Keene, I love. She is so entertaining. I love the relationship between her and Tabitha, you know, Tigress. So it's like, it's so fun.
Oh, just everything about, like, she runs that club. Like, we, because she doesn't, she steals her own scenes, like that boardroom scene. Like, she steals her own scenes, but doesn't pull focus from everyone else. There's a scene where she's at a table with, like, some of Gotham's bounty hunters, like, underworld bounty hunters, including Victor Zsasz. It's run by Penguin, Butch is there, Nigma's there, and she's at the other end of the table. And without pulling focus from the whole scene, is still just so captivating and charismatic, where I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, there was a moment where, when they were on stage and Butch was about to shoot Cobblepot, the focus is on Cobblepot and Enigma, and in the background, off focus, which that's all I was watching, was her downing the bottle of whatever alcohol they were, whether it was champagne or wine, I don't know what it was, but she was off focus. It was, the camera was totally on them, and I only saw her in the background. I love her so much.
I love her because she gets to be a version of Harley Quinn without being Harley Quinn, without being tied to the DC universe of like, oh, Harley Quinn is this, where it's like, nope.
She's just a normal crazy person.
I'm just Barbara Keene if you just disregard most of the comics.
Yeah.
Where I just, nope, I escaped from Arkham. I was crazy. I was kidnapped. I watched my parents die. Like, I'm rightfully crazy.
Yeah.
And I own that, and I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just her style and everything about her is just, it's so Gotham. And she really is sort of one of the perfect characters for this show because of exactly what it is.
Which is whatever it wants to be. Mm-hmm. Which is beautiful. Which is also Butch and Tabitha.
Love them. Love that they're so still deeply connected.
So deeply connected. So like, deeply. And now, like, the battle lines are kind of drawn for the underworld of Gotham, which would be the Butch-Tabitha segment and the Penguin, which I want to... We're talking about, like, it's Gotham. I think it's kind of funny that the mayor of Gotham, in a public place, straight up threatened to kill a person. Ultimately didn't. Like, ultimately, no, I'm the mayor, you'll stand trial. But, like... Well, not to mention, Butch had taken down the entire gang. And that was completely cool. Yeah. But the mayor just comes out and, like, nope, my not chief of staff, never a police officer, known felon, just shot up an entire room full of people who may have shot up my press conference, and he's a hero. Because that's that. Gotham. That's Gotham justice.
Yeah. And even Bullock's like, meh, whatever. Yeah. Stuff was done. Yeah.
Where it's like they set up a world where, like, nope, I get it. Do we want to move on to Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. We have not said Lil Wayne in a while.
Yeah.
And Selena Kyle.
Yeah. It was so cute. I know.
We've been waiting.
We've been waiting just for, like, one of them to say, I like you, something, you know?
They've strung us along for, like, 3 seasons. Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that Fake Bruce kissed her, I was like, that's terrible. And then he told him. Say thanks for the kiss. All of that. I was like, poor Bruce.
He was pretty much pushing Bruce to crap or get off the pot. And, you know, I dig it. Yeah. Totally.
So I'm trying to think of a ship name because I'm a terrible person. Because Sabruce? Saluce?
I'll just go with Catman, but.
Catman. I mean, that's Cat cute. Wayne?
Yeah.
We can go with Cat Wayne if we're gonna. Let me know in the chat what their ship name is.
Come on.
Because they're definitely an item. I'm kind of happy because I think we spun out of stuff for Bruce to do.
Yeah.
Other than just kind of latch himself to all the cool stuff Selina has access to.
But his conversation with Gordon made me geek out so much. Because when he's like, yeah, you're becoming quite the little detective. I'm like, the greatest detective.
Except
when it comes to love. Because, yeah, she's like, seriously?
Yeah.
Batcat. Lydie Diaz in the chat.
Batcat. That's cute.
Batcat's winning so far.
I like that. That's the one.
I think that's the one right now. I want to mash up their names. But they have weird names for that. Like Sabruce or Belina.
Brelina?
Let me know.
Yeah.
Before, I don't know if we're going to talk. Can we talk about Ivy?
Yes. Ivy's
I did
part
not
of this.
Like her. Really? I don't like what they're doing with this older Ivy.
You don't like what they're doing, or you?
I don't,
you
like,
don't like her.
Well, I think they're giving, they're making her like the bitch, mm-hmm. and I don't know why they're choosing that. Like, I don't like that. Like, why would you be? Why? I don't know. Like, is it because you've been, you know, had such a rough childhood that now you've become this really hot girl, and so you're gonna treat your friend, probably one of your only friends, like a toy? I don't know. I didn't like any of that.
I think part of that is that Selena may not have, or at least in Ivy's mind, Selena may not have treated Ivy that great.
I don't see that
from what we've seen in the show, but I do see that from Ivy's perspective. Like, oh, Selena Kyle.
And especially being that she's now this older woman, you know, and looking at Selena in a different way, there's sort of that bitch factor of girls, you know, being, you know, growing into mm-hmm. women is always sort of there, unfortunately. And, you know, it does suck, but I think that they'll be back to friends because, I mean, even in the comics, it's such a big deal. And then you have that older group of Tabitha and Barbara already. So that maybe trying to play them against each other just because of that. Mm-hmm. But I do like that they clarified that Ivy didn't kill that guy, that she yes. just knocked him out. Because yeah. that was a lot of complaints, was they turned her into a killer. And my only issue with this older version of Ivy is I know her as a doctor in most iterations. So it's kind of hard to see this progression get to that point.
But she was yeah. also always yeah. a seductress.
Yes, and that's why they changed it, which made sense. Yeah,
yeah. Because this Ivy's yeah. not going to be a doctor.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, and that's no why way. I was like, I don't see
I'm
that
I'm sorry,
happening.
She
yeah.
was 14, yeah. fell through a pipe and became 20.
Yeah.
Med school's out.
Yeah. yeah.
She will never be, this Ivy, this iteration of Ivy will never be a doctor.
Yeah.
She will just be a seductress. Hopefully, like, one who will fight for the plants over the people.
Yeah, I would
or
like
will
to
we
see
that. I don't know yeah. if we'll actually see that.
Yeah, they had that little bit, you know, when she first changed and looking at the plant, but we need to see her, like, working in a nursery or yeah. in a flower shop. Something, I mean,
or
not just this hot girl.
Or something on the yeah. TV this week to show that the dude she's with is, like, dumping chemicals in a lake somewhere.
Yeah, he's, like, Aaron Brockovich-ing yeah. it. Yeah, you know, okay. she could be, like, the Aaron Brockovich. I could get behind that, you know?
But that would make her a lawyer. No, yeah. I'm I just want to yes. reiterate, she was someone off the street when she was yes. 14 yes. and then suddenly oh, yeah. became 20. She's going to face a whole lot of adversity yeah. if she mm-hmm. tried to do secondary education.
Exactly.
The main mm-hmm. one being she probably doesn't have a social security number.
Yeah.
That's step one.
But it's Gotham.
I'm sure she could get one. I'm sure she could get one.
Do we have anything about Ivy? I feel like we're going to get a lot of Ivy.
Yeah.
In the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Do we have anything on Lil Wayne? What kind of adventures do you think Selena and Bruce can get in now that they're officially in, like, they're officially an item? Like, is she going to stay with him or is he going to stay with her? Like,
I don't know if they're an item. It wouldn't shock me if next week they go back to square one where she's just like, because she didn't straight out say that she liked him.
Mm-hmm.
He was confused. So, well, like, I don't think it's going to make, like, a big clear jump of them being an item. I think it's going to slowly... I think it's just going to go back to kind of the normal stuff, but he's going to be like, but we kissed.
Mm. She's I could buy like, that. Yeah. That it... Like, but we kissed, but what does that mean?
Yeah. For what? A little... I hope it doesn't go on forever, but I think that's going to happen in the, like, next maybe
I also
two,
do
three
like.
Episodes?
I also do, like, the role reversal where it's the boy who's like,
yeah.
I want to talk about my feelings.
Yeah. yeah. Exactly.
I have feelings for you. This is how I feel about you. Yeah. How do you feel about me? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to kiss you right now. Whatever.
Yeah. And that's sort of how Selena and Bruce are. It is mm-hmm. a back and forth. And I like that he points out that they're alike and she calls him out. No, you got money. And he's like, that doesn't matter. Yeah. And that really is the thing, is they are so much alike because they both have had such hard childhoods and this fear of intimacy. That's why they work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like, he's got enough money that, like,
she could come live.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be homeless anymore.
Like, he could have put some money in a slush fund when he first met her.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be literally a lifetime's worth of money for her right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Like, he's got that kind of money. Like, he's got, like, Rockefeller money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think she's going about it all wrong. I think if it were Ivy, Ivy would know how to handle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the difference between a 13-year-old and a 20-year-old.
That's the difference yeah. between a 13-year-old in a 13-year-old's body and a 13-year-old yeah! in a 20-year-old's body.
Yep, that's what it is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing a 20-year-old seducing Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'm like, that's kind of weird, but now I'm like, I sort of see that possibly happening.
Yeah. Or,
something very, some type of variation of that.
Yeah.
Let's jump into Barnes.
Barnes.
Who at the end of last week, because this is the slower burn we're getting. Mm-hmm. The end of last week, he got some blood in his eye. He knew what was up with the blood. Well, he knew that the blood would probably cause something. We definitely knew.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what. His face got a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to Dr. Lee, who explains that, like, we tried it on 10 rats, which I love just the low-tech of this show. When they want to be low-tech, like, when they want to be high-tech, they can send that blood to a lab and they can tell you all the chemicals that are in it.
Yeah.
When they want to be low-tech, they're like, well, we
injected a couple rats.
We just injected a couple rats with the blood. And, like, two of them got aggressive and one of them killed the other nine.
Was there 10 or 3? I thought there was only 3.
I thought there was 10. Wouldn't 10 be a good control?
Yeah, I was thinking that they would need more, for
an
experiment, but, yeah.
Either, well, they didn't have that much blood.
Whatever.
Either or.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. They had her corpse. They had all the blood.
Yeah.
Barnes isn't telling anyone.
No.
I think he'll live. Some of you may think he'll die.
I think he'll die. I have always said that. I think he's going to die. And this is what I think. This is a, I mean,
we're
a prediction.
The end,
we're at the end. But I think, like, if he becomes the, like, crazy rat, you know, the one that it has a freak of nature strength and can't control himself, I think he's going to get killed by, like, Bullock. Like, just to stop him from doing something terrible, not being Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think could possibly happen.
Yeah, a lot of the chat last week and this week is this, you know, question who Barnes could become, you know, just picking different villains and things like that. You know, Bane was tossed around because there is sort of a similarity there. But I kept saying Vic Mackey because it's really hard for me to see Michael Chiklis as a good cop. It's just really weird. Mm. Like, he's not planting a gun on anyone or, you know, soldier. I mean, I'm just like, come on, guys.
He's been a good cop this whole time.
Weird. Yeah.
It's been over a year.
Yeah.
He's a good cop, Michael Chiklis. We do not know how to deal with it. I think he's a tank. Like, I think he's built, like, he's a literal tank for this show that he'll never, like, there were a couple points last season where it's like, Barnes should have died and he won't.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's just going to be one of those things where Barnes won't die. Bullock won't ever leave the Force.
Yeah.
Bullock
will
comfy.
Always just be Bullock.
Yeah.
Like, some characters just stay at their even keel. We got a little bit of Jervis Tetch this week, and what we got was incredible, because he's pretty much moved on to serial killer status, because Alice is dead. And do we know who that girl was?
No, I don't think we know who he... I think it's just a random girl.
Yeah, I think it was
just
random.
A random... That he's,
yeah, that he kidnapped.
He's just kidnapping little blonde girls.
Yeah, and to represent his sister.
To represent his sister, and at some point they'll disappoint him and he'll kill them.
Yeah, at least this isn't as creepy as the fact that he was into his sister. At least now it's like somebody who's not related to him.
I feel like it's equally as creepy, because
he's using it.
Because they're like stand-ins for his sister.
That's right. Still pretty gross.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not. The boy's tripping, but, like, you know.
That's fair. I think anything Tetch from this point would be a prediction.
Yeah.
So, they're giving us the go home anyway. Let's just jump into predictions.
We've been, like, slightly predicting.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So we talked about if Barnes is going to live. How long will Tetch survive?
I say he's gone 2 weeks, if not next week.
Okay.
I mean, considering the Mad Hatter is such a big villain in the Batman comics, I feel like he may go away, like, to Arkham or something. Okay. But yeah, I don't
die.
See him. Yeah,
die.
I was like,
Gotham die.
Yeah, Gotham die. But yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I see him going away, not Gotham dying even, just sort of being written out for a while if they don't keep him around for the... Because it is Mad City is the season, so I'm like...
So, like, you'd think he'd be involved in some way up until December.
It's
But this show has misdirected us before.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have, and the show's going so fast that it's like, is this the thing that you're going to stretch out, though? I agree with her. Like, I don't think he'll die, but maybe get sent to, like, Arkham in 2 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, because
and
I know
break
the,
out and then
break
die
out.
In the 10th episode.
Yeah, but because I'm just like, I'm hoping they don't, I hope this isn't stretched out for 7 episodes.
Well, I feel like they have enough bullets in the chamber, so to speak, that they could, just like they've laid off, like all of the Indian Hill monsters for the most part, like just like they've laid off them for about 3 weeks, 2 weeks, that they can always just kind of come back and like they can cycle in. They can, I think they're cycling three different big bads. Mm-hmm. If you include the Court of Owls, this whole half of one season.
Yeah. Cause I feel that the Court of Owls or Court of Owls, Court of Owls will be, you know, bigger after the mid season finale. And most of the chat is speculating that Mad Hatter will at least be a part till the mid season finale, a big thing. And then I think it'll switch to the Court of Owls and, you know, maybe blow up again as they break him out of Arkham or wherever he goes. You know?
Well, because didn't they take other Bruce? I mean, we still have that. They took.
Yeah, we don't know where other Bruce is. We don't know where other Bruce is. We don't know what Fish Mooney's quite up to. She still has all those monsters, but an uneasy relationship with the now mayor, who's more formally running the underworld of Gotham, the underworld and the overworld. I guess if he's the mayor, it's interesting. Do we think Penguin will stay mayor?
I think at least till the end of the season.
Yeah.
Just because they got a lot of Trump jokes out of it, too. So.
Well, because he was orange last week. And he wasn't orange this week. It was one of the first things I noticed that he wasn't orange. I was like, oh, that was just to get elected. Now he's now he's crazy haired again. any predictions at large?
No, not at large. I we're going to find out that whoever Lee is dating is corrupt in some way. Obviously.
Yeah, that's we're going to find out. We're going to have that.
Like, specifically what he's done.
Actually, do you think that wedding is going to be this half of the season or next half?
I think it'll be towards the end of the whole season. So, yeah.
Like, next year?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, like, I'm thinking, that, like, December. Well, I was thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I think it's going to be, like, a late December episode.
So, like, the mid-season finale.
Yeah. Like, it's going to. I wouldn't be surprised with this show if it happens next week, but.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Trying to think anything else?
No, I feel like we covered.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we had some rapid fire stuff.
Yeah.
If people want to talk to you about their predictions, starting with Lucretia, where can the people find you?
Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one. And I'll be on the Flash panel here at AfterBuzz TV tomorrow with 10 p.m. PST, as well as Legends of Tomorrow on Thursday, which is also at 10 p.m.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monse Bolanos, MonseBolanos. And I do other after shows, but, you know.
And as always, you guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I do some live comedy here in the Los Angeles area. You can find me Saturday, October 29th at, it's called Nerdfest, but Nerdfest slash Stanley's Kamikaze. Where there are two AfterBuzz TV panels as well. Mm. Also this Thursday at the PAC Theater.
Yeah.
Thank you and good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.